COSATU embarked on a national strike on Monday over concerns about the economy. In Gauteng, they handed over a memorandum of demands at the JSC in Sandton. But before the handover, SACP General Secretary Soli Maipaile, COSATU Gauteng Chairperson Amos Monyela, and First Deputy President Mike Shingange took aim at the government of national unity.
These people here in the Johannesburg Stock Exchange have more money than the government. Yet they allow this money to be invested all over the world, not here in South Africa. They allow money to be liquid form, not employed in production, where workers can get jobs and properly be paid. Therefore, you have come at the right place. But going forward, the way in which the stock exchange deploys its money must change so that it can serve the interests of the workers and the poor and our people as a whole. To the government of national unity, we want to say to them, national health insurance is non-negotiable. It's going to be implemented whether they like it or not. And to those members of this stock exchange like Discovery, who are trading on the health of the people of our country, we want to say they need to turn back their court action against government and the rest of capital organized under BUSA and other entities to review their approach to take government to court so that they don't implement the national health insurance, because they want only good health for the minority rich people and the poor to live in poor conditions and not have good health. Therefore, the national health insurance is non-negotiable for us. Ilizwe lakithi selithathwe ngamabhunu, selibuyele ezandleni zamabhunu. Manje asikwazi ukuvumela noma ubani noma uhulumente azame ukujustifyela into ekhona, ngoba since the last 350 years of colonialism in this country, we have been fighting to take back our land. Now, with this government of national unity, this is the highest form of betrayal of our people. You workers have to stand up, defend what is yours. This land doesn't belong to the stock exchange, nor does it belong to capital. In any case, the capitalists have made their wealth out of exploitation of you, the workers, by paying you slave and pittance wages. That is why in this country, we have got even what we call the working poor, where workers go to work every day, but they can't keep their lives because of the high cost of living and poor wages.
President Matala Shingane.
Matala. The working class are going to be doing this on a regular basis. This thing of the moratorium on filling of the vacant post in the public service, we are saying to the government and your capital stooges, want it to stop now. Our people need more teachers. Our people need more nurses. Our people need more police. Our people need more staff in Home Affairs, in the Justice Department, in SARS, and everywhere else. Therefore, you cannot deliver basic service to our people with a decapacitated state institution, an under-resourced state institution, and also under-employed and underpaid public servants.
The president has summarized the memorandum and our problems and challenges. And we can tell you, comrades, that the GNU is going to eat our movement inside. Some of the leaders of our movement who are seen not to be in line with the GNU will be persecuted. Watch the space, comrades. It is up to us to defend. It is up to us to defend. It is up to us to work hard and ensure that when we go to the local government elections, a party that will be supporting must win the elections outright. It is us as the working class and workers who must make sure that we save the ANC from decay, because if we are not going to do so, the ANC is going to die a natural death. The DA is going to kill it. It is up to us to make sure that Madam Zille must stop what she's doing. The leadership of the ANC must stop what it is doing. Because if not, we're going to kiss the liberation movement goodbye. The leadership, some of the leaders within it are going to be persecuted, they are going to leave, they are going to be dismissed, so that those who are italian to Helen Zille will remain and serve the working class and the poor and the revolution. So therefore, comrades, we must guard that revolution with whatever thing that we have. It is not an individual's revolution, it is our revolution.
COSATU was protesting against the crippling economic crisis fueled by joblessness, poverty and inequality. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.